Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Tonight, my topic is, are we taking care of our students? Are we looking after their well-being? Are we ensuring that they're studying right and they get the right environment to grow? My colleague Shubham Chauhan had done a very interesting story. The story was about inside the mental health crisis among young doctors. Let's talk about this. Let's get right into the show. Like we speak about farmers, like we speak about the poor of our country, we speak about the students of our country. What exactly do we do for our students? What are those extra programs that we have that help a student rather grow better? What are those extra programs? How do we ensure that the environment that a young Indian gets in his college, in his campus, in his hostel, in his university is good, makes him ready to take on the world? What are the things we do? And if you actually look at it, the answer may be that we do nothing. Jo hai, wo chalte aa raha hai. Whatever is happening is going on. Nothing special that we do. You know why? Because again, I will link it to politics. I'm sorry, but it is the fact. The fact is it doesn't get us votes. It doesn't get a political party votes if they say that, okay, I'm going to have this vocational guidance program and I'm going to do this program in the university. I'm going to do that program in the university. Arey chadi yaar, who is bothered? That doesn't translate into vote. Yeah, that is not a temple. That is a masjid, or that is a masjid. That is not a masjid. That is a temple. Gets you vote, and that is where we are focused at. Anyway, coming back to the topic, like I said, a very interesting article. Please do read it. It's in our website. Where Shubham talks about inside the mental health crisis of our young doctors. According to the Supreme Court judgment, a young resident doctor should be not working more than 12 hours at a stretch. He should not be working more than 12 hours a stretch, because then he not only risks his life, he risks his patient's life too. And according to the same Supreme Court judgment, a young resident doctor should not be made to work for more than 48 hours in a week. But the problem is, do we actually follow all this? Do we actually follow all this? See, the problem is when we don't have our infrastructure in place, our patients to doctor ratio is possibly one of the worst in the world. So what really happens is there is tremendous pressure on resident doctors, because resident doctors is completely under the control of the government. There is tremendous, not only government, even private hospitals, let me tell you, the control is completely with them. So what we do is, for all the lacunes, for all the lack of infrastructure, for all the lack of doctors, we put that, all that pressure comes on that resident doctors. That resident doctor has to slog. He has to ensure that he does 10 people's job, for which at times he works for 24 hours flat. And this 48 hours a week principle goes out of the window. I'm told that there are some doctors who have worked for 48 hours, which means 2 days continuously, by taking 10 minutes, 15 minutes power naps, back to work. Happened. Why? Because crisis. Why? Because nobody else. So what does this do to those doctors? What does this do to those doctors? Number one. Number two, do you know that in the last 5 years, according to an RTI report, 64 MBBS students have committed suicide. Do you know 55 post-graduation students have committed suicides in the last 5 years? They committed, these kids, young kids, 20, 21, 22-year-old kids, they committed suicide. You know why? Because they couldn't tackle, they couldn't handle the pressure. Achha, pressure jo hai, that is one end, which is the government and the institution that puts pressure on them so that they work like a horse, because professional big doctors are not going to come and do all of that. So these poor kids are made to work. Secondly, also pressure from home, because the parents want the kid to excel. So there is tremendous pressure that comes from home too. While I'm sure that the parents may not be aware of what the kid is going through in the university, in his internship or in his residencyship. The parents may not be knowing, but the fact remains that this kid has nowhere to go. Achha, one more thing is that they just can't. If supposing they are going through this environment, going through this harsh environment, it's not that a PG student can just vacate their seat and go and say, nahi karne ka. Their parents will have to pay heavy penalty, up to 25 lakhs or 15 lakhs or something. Up to 15 lakhs is what I'm told. That's the kind of penalty they have to pay. So that too is not an option. Now think about this kid. He's stuck. He or she is stuck. Everywhere he or she looks, there is no option but to just go through it. Acha. Now another thing that has come through in Shubham's research is, you see, these HODs or head of the departments, these head of the departments who should be their parents, who should act like the parent for that resident doctor who is working 48 hours, this HOD is his biggest problem, his or hers. This kid A is scared of the HOD because the HOD can almost make or break that kid's life. Because the results or the examinations, the marks, the grading is on based on the HOD. And the fact is the HOD, we believe a lot of them are literally slave drive these kids. Literally slave drive these kids. There is an incident which, again, like I said, the article talks about, where a resident doctor, young doctor, blamed for a death of a patient by the HOD. Of course, those young doctors say it's the HOD's fault. The HOD say, the young doctor is the reason for that patient's death. Even if the resident doctor has committed a mistake, whose job it is to supervise? The HOD. Now look at it. This young doctor, who is possibly from a well-cared family, who has worked is everything out to ensure that he gets into medicine, passed NEET and passed a lot of exams, got into medicine, got into a medical college, studied hard all his life to pass 4 years of his medical college, comes in as a resident, or passed his residentship, comes in as a postgraduate. And this kid is all of a sudden put into this chaos. This chaos. I'm just wanting you to visualize his mental health, his or her mental health. This young kid, maybe at times overprotected also by their parents, this young kid is put into this chaos where they see patients being flown in, where patients are there. They see trauma, they see death, and they see patients one after another, after another, after another, because they're understaffed. At times, they go out and do work which is not really part of their curriculum. I am told, right from cleaning latrine, that also is done. So these kids go through all this. And the fact is, a kid all of a sudden starts working for 24 hours, 18 hours, 19 hours a day, goes to this room, hostel room of his or hers, which is absolutely dilapidated. No proper doors, no proper windows, walls broken, ceiling broken. That's the way they live. So they work 18 hours, 19 hours a day. This is the place they go to. And when they go back to their hospital, they have an HOD who, other than supporting them, cajoling them, treating them with kid gloves, sit on their head and blame them for everything that goes wrong. Ab bataiye, now think about it. What would go through that kid? What must be going through that kid's mind? That young mind? What turmoil that kid must be going through? Acha, this is one end of the story. Can this kid go and tell his parents? A lot of parents may ask the kid to go back and go face it. Why? Because, hare, so much money spent on your medical education. You've got into a medical college. What are you talking about? That you are in trouble, so you don't want to go to college anymore. That's how a parent would react. So pressure on work, pressure by the HOD, very bad living condition, and no respite from the parents.
What has your experience been like with, you know, because we've been hearing all sorts of allegations of toxicity and how the doctor is really not the right person to lead that department. How has your experience been, if you would be willing to describe, and how has it taken a toll on you personally?
Obviously, it wasn't a very pleasant experience. हम सब यहीं पे हैं बिकॉज ऑल ऑफ अस हैज एक्सपीरियंस्ड अ टॉक्सिसिटी. हम जब फर्स्ट ईयर पे आए थे तभी से हमने देखा है उसका बिहेवियर रेसिडेंट्स के साथ में हो, फैकल्टी के साथ में हो, कैसा बिहेवियर रहा है उसका. बट हमेशा ये चीज़ को नॉर्मलाइज कर दे ये बोल के कि यू जस्ट हैव टू गेट यूज्ड टू इट, एडजस्ट कर लो. बट कब तक आप एडजस्ट करोगे ना? आप ये टॉक्सिसिटी अभी हमारे इस पे होगा कि वी कैन नॉट टेक इट एनी मोर. आप वो एनवायरनमेंट में काम नहीं कर सकते हैं. हम ये आज यहाँ पे इसीलिए हैं बिकॉज हम नहीं चाहते कि हमारे जो फ्यूचर हमने तो ये चीज़ सफ़र किया है. अभी हमको सिर्फ एक साल बाकी है, लेकिन आगे का जो फ्यूचर जनरेशन है वो चीज़ को ये सफ़र ना करना पड़े. पेशेंट मैनेजमेंट बराबर से हो, दैट्स व्हाई वी आर हियर.
सो आई एम अज्यूमिंग यू मस्ट हैव वर्क्ड विद अंडर डॉक्टर खुरा. Have there been any specific instances where he's gone after you? I know he's gone after a lot of resident doctors. He's threatened them. He's not used the correct language to speak to either the doctor or the patient, for that matter. Have there been any specific instances where you have been pulled up in during your residency under Dr. Khura, if you'd be willing to share with us?
Multiple times, actually. Daily basis mein hum jab OPD bhi dekh rahe hain, तो हम पेशेंट्स सर के पास लेके जाते हैं. मेड भी आईपीटी का जो फॉलो अप पेशेंट्स रहता है, ये जो नए केसेस आते हैं, तो हम जब भी सर के पास लेके जाते हैं तो सर का जो डेली शाउटिंग है, स्क्रीमिंग है, वो डेली बेसिस पे चलता रहता है. तो वो सभी के साथ ही होता है. और जैसे पेशेंट मिसमैनेजमेंट को लेके ब्लेम होता है, तो दे तो आई एक्सपीरियंस इट माई सेल्फ. तो ये सब कुछ नया नहीं है, डेली बेसिस पे ही होता है. पेशेंट मिसमैनेजमेंट इन द सेंस, देखिए पेशेंट अगर स्किन डिपार्टमेंट में भी एडमिट हो रहा है तो इट्स नॉट जस्ट वन सिस्टम डेट यू हैव टू लुक इनटू इट. यू हैव टू लुक इन इट एज अ मल्टी सिस्टम. पेशेंट का शरीर एक सिस्टम से नहीं बना होता. तो सर को, अगर पेशेंट को स्किन छोड़ के भी कोई अलग बीमारी है, तो हम उसके लिए अलग डिपार्टमेंट से जब क्रॉस रेफरेंसेस करते हैं, उधर पे वहाँ के रेसिडेंट है या फिर लेक्चरर है, HOU है, कोई भी कुछ रेफरेंस एडवाइस कर रहे हैं, तो सर वो कम्प्लीटली फॉलो नहीं करते हैं. तो वो उसके वजह से भी पेशेंट को कई बारी नुकसान हुआ है. और या सर के डायरेक्ट मिसमैनेजमेंट के वजह से, जहाँ पे ट्रीटमेंट गाइडलाइन को फॉलो नहीं किया गया है, उसके वजह से भी अगर पेशेंट की डेथ भी हुई है, तो द ब्लेम हैज़ बीन डायरेक्टली शिफ्टेड टू अस, टेलिंग कि तुम लोग बराबर से पेशेंट को देख नहीं रहे हो, उसके वजह से पेशेंट का मैनेजमेंट बराबर से नहीं हो रहा है. वाइल हमारे हाथ में, हम वी वर्क 24/7 विद द पेशेंट. हम ज़्यादा पेशेंट के साथ में टच में रहते हैं, तो कहीं ना कहीं इमोशनल कनेक्शन भी हो जाते हैं हमारा. तो फिर एट द एंड ऑफ द डे, एंड वे समथिंग सच सॉर्ट हैपेंस कि पेशेंट का डेथ हुआ है, एंड यू नॉट बीइंग एबल टू टेल द रिलेटिव दैट यू हैव डन गिवन योर 100%, यू कुड नॉट सेव द पेशेंट. देखिए पेशेंट डेथ होता है, बट वेन यू, आप जब बोल सकते हो ना कि यू हैव गिवन योर 100%, बट स्टिल यू कुड नॉट सेव द पेशेंट, यू हैव द सेटिस्फेक्शन. बट वेन यू नो कि पेशेंट कुड हैव बीन सेव, पेशेंट बेटर हो सकता था, तो हम कहीं ना कहीं हम ना रिलेटिव से फेस कर सकते हैं, और उसके साथ में कहीं पूरा ब्लेम आपके ऊपर आ जाना, तो वो मेंटली हमारे लिए और ज्यादा हो जाते उस चीज को लेना.
When these things happen, I'm sure dealing with deaths or informing the relatives is, I'm sure, a very tough step for you to take. When you finish your duty, when you go back to your room after hearing all of this, what do you tell yourself? How when you sit down and you sort of assimilate all that has happened, all that you have gone through personally, how do you sort of recover yourself, and what is it that you go through mentally?
It becomes very tough, you know. Like there have been nights जहाँ पे ये सब चीज़ें एक्सपीरियंस करने के बाद में रात को नींद नहीं है, यू आर नॉट एबल टू ईट कॉन्स्टेंटली, आपको कहीं पे आपका ध्यान है, ना पढ़ाई पे ध्यान लग रहा है, ना कहीं और चीज़ों पे लग रहा है, क्योंकि वो कहीं ना कहीं, बिकॉज डेथ इज़ अ बिग थिंग, क्योंकि वो पेशेंट के साथ उसका पूरा फैमिली जुड़ा हुआ होता है. तो वो सब चीज़ें बहुत ज़्यादा इफेक्ट करती है. आप रात को नहीं सो रहे, आपका खाना बराबर नहीं हो रहा, नेक्स्ट डे यू हैव टू गो टू द ओपीडी एंड फेस द सेम पर्सन अगेन, एंड फिर वो साइकिल चलता रहता है. तो इट्स नॉट जैसे कि कई महीने में एक बार हो गया, हफ्ते में एक बार, नो, इट्स द डेली थिंग एंड वो डेली चलता है. तो वो नहीं, वो सहना मुश्किल हो जाता है वो चीज़.
लाइक आई वॉज टेलिंग यू, माई कलीग वेंट एंड स्पोक टू पेरेंट्स हु लॉस्ट देयर किड्स. A lot of them regret today. A lot of them regret today. A lot of them think that they could have done things differently were they given a second chance. Unfortunately, it's too late for them.
See, mental health problems were there in the past also. But there were suicide right from beginning in KM Hospital, even when I was a resident. But currently, of late, it has increased, I feel. The reasons could be multiple. One of them is that majority, since it is an all-India exam, majority come from outside Maharashtra, from all over India, from any corners of Maharashtra. So they come to a big city, which they are not used to this life. They come to a KM hospital, which is a highly competitive hospital. And at the same time, they are away from parents, away from the normal home food. And the Bombay, everything, even if they want to go out and all, financially it is not so easy to have a food and all this. So all this together, plus the work pressure. When in the past, when we had as a resident the workload, compared to that, the workload has definitely increased. We have almost 5,000 to 6,000 patients coming every day for the OPD. Plus we have increased number of beds. So the workload in every department has increased. So those together, multiple factors are causing this mental health problem. Yeah, it is, I think, very, very important that the universities and the hospitals take up this as a priority, because these are things which are preventable. These are things which can be addressed by the early intervention, and there is a stigma attached to it. So if there is a help available online or help available without knowing other people, people will utilize it. So that's the reason why I started this Student Dosti program. And in that, I have kept the psychologists who are available physically as well as online. And there are mentors. So mentors, what, like first and second MBBS students get mentors from a clinical side. So they are not the teachers. So if they are not the teachers, the conflict doesn't come. They don't get scared of it. And then they can ventilate their problems to them. Also, these mentors guide them in research activity and this thing. So their overall development becomes better. And we have also kept peer facilitators. So every group of 50 has 2-3 peers. And those peers are regularly in touch with our psychiatric department, Dr. Neena Sawant, and our psychologist and others, to tell them if they find anybody going through this, anybody having anxiety, depression, if they find their peers, they immediately send an alert to us. So I think if once we have this, we can intervene early. Once we intervene early, we can support them. We can also get medical support. We can get counseling support, as well as we can remove the problems which are there. Supposing they have a problem in the unit, they have a problem with the teacher, they have a problem with colleagues. Now also this, you know, this they have this interpersonal relationship. If they are in a age when they can fall in love with any time, so those breakups and all. So all those can be handled much better, and we can also tell parents to come and help those children whenever needed. So I think such a structured program is very much required. Why they don't go to psychiatry department every time? There is a reason behind it, because there's a stigma attached going to a psychiatry or labeled. So we are judged by others, oh, wo to psycho hai, wo psychiatry mein ja raha hai. At the same time, they have a this thing that once they see the patient alone first time, but then they always want the family members next time. And when they have this, you know, the cream of students come to KM, the top class, they don't want to tell their parents that they are having anxiety, they're having depression and all those things. Then they get lost to the follow-up. So that's why we have kept this psychologist. They don't ask for the parents or anything, but they continue those counseling sessions with them all the time. So I think that definitely helps.
The reason I wanted to do this editorial is because you are a parent. Be careful. Be empathetic towards your kid. Every time when the kid comes and complains about his college environment, his university environment, his social environment, it is not necessary that he is trying to be lazy or he is trying to bunk school or cut school. Maybe there is a reason behind it. Act before it is late. It's important. Till I see you next time, Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.